Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So Vice President Kamala Harris is now saying that she is ready to serve, but yet somehow the special counsel report just didn't get it right on the facts, and it just wasn't right. Well, folks, I don't know, which is it? does she understand, I think, that this whole thing is now starting to unravel? There's really no way of getting the genie back in the bottle. Oh, they can, you know, try to ride it out as much as they can, and they will try to ride it out for as long as they can. But, folks, make no mistake. We might be seeing a very, very important event in American political history with what's happening with Joe Biden and exactly what's going on with the future of his candidacy and even the future of the Democrat Party here. Because I got to tell you, behind closed doors, I don't think it's all sort of sweetness and light. I don't think that it's, let's just figure out what we got to do. You know, let's just figure out how we're going to solve this. You know, there is a way, and we're all going to go together, and we're going to sing Kumbaya, and it's all going to be great. No, I actually think it's probably just exactly the opposite, my friends. I think there are probably a lot of, well, shall we say, expletives, maybe being said behind closed doors. Well, at any rate, folks, welcome to the program this morning. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Tuesday edition of the show. We're glad to be with you, of course, this morning. And don't forget, the telephone number, if you'd like to opine, is 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. Operators are standing by. And if you'd like to head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. You can send us a direct message this morning if you'd like to opine that way. Well, I'm going to tell you this, though, you know, as we begin the program this morning, it is going to be chock full. There is no doubt about it. Absolutely chock full, because this particular issue, this age-related issue now that Joe Biden is experiencing, is not going away anytime soon. And I find myself in agreement with James Carville, who basically said, look, this is not going to get any better. You know, this is not getting better, because over time, I mean, we've actually watched Joe Biden have these various issues as they have been building up over time. And now it just seems like all of a sudden it's really starting to get worse. Now, again, we take no joy. We take no pleasure in that. We've heard the term elder abuse now being bandied about, and the nation is really taking notice of this. They are asking, I think, some very, very important and tough questions, because we're in the election cycle. Perhaps if we were not in the election cycle, there might be some different sort of response to this overall, but we are in an election cycle. And people are starting to ask themselves, is this the person who's going to be leading the nation? And does this person get another 4 years, another crack at it for 4 years? And I think the answer, my friends, is resoundingly no. I think that there's really no way that the American voters, unless they are absolutely in the tank, they've already decided, they have some other political, pure political motivation about this. But I got to tell you, I think even those very elusive, sometimes independents, right, are looking at this very, very closely. I think people are going to say to themselves, Joe Biden doesn't seem to be able to be up to the job at all. No matter if you think that Joe Biden is not really running the show anyway, that there are people behind him or whatever. And as I said last week on the program, both of those scenarios are bad, right? The first scenario, Joe Biden is making all the decisions. And he's the one calling the shots. Well, he's diminished. He's incapacitated to a great degree, right? His capacity has now dimmed. But that's bad, okay? That would be a bad scenario in and of itself. Now, if there's a cadre of people behind him making all the decisions and coming up with the policies and implementing things and telling him what to say, well, that's also bad because that's a direct violation of the kind of government that we're supposed to have, the kind of system that we have. So both of those things are terrible in the extreme, right? So I think a lot of people are going to say to themselves, not only am I seeing Joe Biden not be able to really conduct himself in a manner that doesn't seem to reveal this kind of incapacity, but at the same time, I don't like what's happening in the country. I don't like what's going on. I don't think that we're on the right track. I don't think that, you know, I'm better off than I was, you know, 4 years ago. In fact, we understand, folks, that it looks like just 29%, this according to Rasmussen, just 29% of the people in this country believe we're heading in the right direction. And I believe that that's a drop, as a matter of fact. And I don't know if it's just some kind of hardcore basic 30% of people who are behind Joe Biden, who believe Joe Biden, who think that what Joe Biden is doing or the Biden administration is doing is actually helping the country. It may be, but I think the vast, vast majority of everybody else, whether they're a Republican, whether they're a Democrat across the highways and byways, whether they're an independent, I think that they truly understand and believe that we're not on the right track. I think it's just demonstrable that this is by any metric that you want to use. And I don't mean looking at, well, this is what the S&P 500 did yesterday, this kind of stuff. I'm talking about, again, how people are having to spend their money on the things they have to have, and then also trying to spend the money on the things that they want to spend on. And we know that there have to be cutbacks. We know that there's insecurity out there. And that's not doom and gloom. I'm here to tell you, no, that's not doom and gloom. But we're trying to deal with reality here, of course. Now, when we come back, talk about dealing with the facts and reality, we got a great clip, audio clip from Kamala Harris, everybody, because now she has now been thrust into the spotlight to possibly take over, right? At any time, she says, I'm ready to serve. She also doesn't like the special counsel report, and I think she's kind of on the wrong side of history on that one, folks. We'll tell you why when we come back. Stay right there.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit FarmSafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tuesday edition, and we are rocking already this morning. We truly rock the overnight airwaves across America. It's just, you know, part of the job, and it's one of the best parts of the job, I'll tell you that much, because we get to laugh, we get to sing, we get to smile, I just think a lot more throughout the overnight hours. So we're glad that you found us. We're glad to be here. And folks, don't forget, 949-822-7959 if you have something to say this morning. And then also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com, KyleWarrenShow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. Listener Joan, thank you so much. Listening up in Seattle, listening on GCN. By the way, thanks, listener Joan. I sure appreciate your kind words and your comments. I'm glad you're able to catch up with the program. We're just really happy that things are expanding the way that they are. We're really happy that people are finding the program and people are staying with us. And when I get messages like that, it just really, really makes me feel very, very good and thankful. So thank you so much, listener Joan. I really appreciate it. Also, thanks to Frederick. He's listening up in New York City, I believe. He says, morning, Kyle. Thanks for the great commentary. Says, a vote for Joe Biden is a vote for Kamala. End of story. The Wall Street Journal agrees today. And yeah, I appreciate that very much too, Frederick. Very, very much indeed. Yes, I don't think anybody thinks that Joe Biden would make it through another term. And I don't mean something drastic. I do mean, however, that I think he would have to step down. I think they're looking at having him step down right now. I mean, in terms of looking at it right now, when that will happen, that would be a matter, I don't know, maybe at the big betting room in Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas that could possibly be taking odds on that. You know, will it be at the convention, just before the convention, or just, you know, during the convention, you know, this kind of thing. And, of course, that's all fraught with problems, though, don't you think? I mean, it's all fraught with problems. You know, it sounds okay on paper, you know. President today decided he would step down, citing some health concerns. The president today said he also wanted to spend more time with his family. I mean, you can sort of hear these reports, you know, before they ever would be broadcast. But trying to get somebody in there who's not Kamala Harris, by the way, that's another huge trick. Talk about Las Vegas. Say you'd have some kind of, you know, magic show in Las Vegas. A great illusionist would have to try to figure out, what do you do about Kamala Harris? You know, because I think a lot of people are thinking that she's also not up to the challenge, up to the task. And I just think it would be very disconcerting to people, to many people, to think that she would suddenly become president. So they do have a quandary, and I do think they are talking about it behind closed doors. They absolutely have to be, and they've got to be running scenarios. Well, of course, all of this is being built up, or all of this is happening, really, because this report came out, the special counsel report. And so yesterday on the program, we told you how Adam Schiff is saying, well, it's all political, this guy's a hack, and, you know, this kind of stuff. I mean, it's just ridiculous. But because, by the way, if the special counsel or any prosecutor who was going after Donald Trump at this very moment in time were to say, well, you know, he was very forgetful. He didn't sort of remember when he was president. He didn't remember key dates. We see him as a kindly old man, elderly gentleman who would present himself in such a way to the jury, and so therefore, you know, we're not going to do anything. You know, Adam Schiff would never accept that or say, oh, you know, that's, he's just being a hack. You know, they would never say that. Adam Schiff would hold it up, and through the magic of radio, I can simulate that. Just holding it up. I don't know if you can hear that, but yet holding it up through the magic of radio. And saying, we have this report, and this report says it all. And so therefore, aha, you know, that kind of stuff. That's exactly what they'd be doing. Well, Kamala Harris, by the way, also believes that she can go out and sort of condemn this report. But I kind of think maybe this wasn't a great plan. Because Adam Schiff does something like that, it's like, well, it's Adam Schiff. He'll just change his tune, you know, tomorrow he does that, you know, whatever it is, you know. Nobody's going to think twice about Adam Schiff. But this is the vice president. And Vice President Kamala Harris said this about the special counsel report. Let's listen in.
So the way that the president's demeanor in that report was characterized could not be more wrong on the facts. Clearly politically motivated. Gratuitous.
It was politically motivated, and it was gratuitous as well. So, I mean, they've really got to, you know, throw everything. They're kitchen sinking this already, I think, to a great degree. But this is not going away anytime soon, as I was saying earlier. Now, also, of course, you've got people asking Karine Jean-Pierre at the press briefing room at the White House, you know, hey, you know, what is going on with this? And I think they also wanted to know if the president's physicians are ever going to come out and say something about this. But Karine Jean-Pierre, talking about her report and the special counsel, saying, well, he's not a medical doctor. That's what we need to find out. See, folks, that's what you don't understand. What you don't understand, evidently, is that the special counsel is not a medical doctor. Therefore, he didn't observe him not remembering. He didn't observe him having these moments and these problems and reporting them as he observed them. He's not making a medical conclusion. But, of course, he's not a medical doctor, so that should be good enough for you. I mean, it should be good enough for all of us, right? And that way it was, okay, nothing to see here. It's no big deal. Let's just move along. And let's move on to the bad Republicans who will refuse to fix a broken border problem. That's it. They just refuse to do it. Because Donald Trump wants it that way, right? Right? So, see, we're learning. We're learning as we go here exactly what they really do think about us. Okay, so let's listen in to Karine Jean-Pierre try to field this question.
Doctor, when can we talk to the president's doctor, and how come he hasn't been, or they haven't been asked to come out here and talk with us, given the HER report that challenges the president's mental fitness?
So, look, you know, just to speak to the HER report really, really quickly. Special Counsel HER is, as far as I remember, is obviously a Republican, a prosecutor. He's not a medical doctor. He's just not. It's not for him to speak to. It's just not. And you've heard from over the past couple of days since the report has been out, you've heard from legal experts from across the ideological spectrum, even former attorney general. And he says, and they have come out to say that the stuff in this report that is capturing all of your attention right now is just wrong.
Okay, stop right there. I got to tell you, I told you, we laugh, we sing, we smile. We're happy in the overnight hours across America because, number one, we get to talk about this stuff. And I just want you to hear, now, obviously, again, Special Counsel HER is not a medical doctor. This just in, folks, the breaking news from the podium at the White House press briefing room. He's not a medical doctor. So everything, and by the way, don't believe your lying eyes and ears about Joe Biden when you see him out there trying to talk to people or talk to the camera or speak from the podium or talk to reporters. That's another thing, too. They want him to come out and talk to reporters again. And she got all mad about that, too, and said, well, he came out that very night and he talked to reporters. He came out in the evening. Like that's a huge, huge thing. But here, okay, let's back that up just a tad. Back it up a tad, and let's continue with this. I want you to hear this one phrase.
Bring all of your attention right now.
Okay, now back up just a little bit more, another tad than that. Here we go.
The stuff in this report that is capturing all of your attention right now is just wrong.
Okay, so there you go. The stuff in this report that's doing what? It's capturing your attention right now. You know, I'm telling you, folks, this is one of the reasons why I think behind the scenes it just must be, I don't know, just complete pandemonium and constant chaos behind the scenes, because we're hearing phraseology like, well, this stuff is just capturing your attention right now. Like we're just looking for a shiny object that, you know, oh, look at that, you know, and just, no, now stop now, because we're going to explain to you all the important things. And don't let this capture your attention, children, right? All right, folks, Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. Stay right there, because we have so much more to talk about on the program this morning.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You USA News Update. Former President Trump is participating in a closed hearing Monday regarding his classified documents case in Florida. Trump and his legal team were scheduled to convene with a federal judge for an extensive discussion expected to last several hours. Trump facing allegations of taking hundreds of classified documents with him when he left the White House. President Biden making light of concerns about his memory. Speaking at a conference in Washington Monday, Biden quipped,
"What I didn't realize, and I've been around, I know I don't look like it, but I've been around a while. I do remember that."
His remark follows a report that characterized Biden as a well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory. A series of significant storms is pounding the southern U.S. with tornado watches and warnings spread across southern Louisiana, Alabama, Georgia, and into Tennessee and the Carolinas. Further north, wintry conditions will be hitting. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
So I guess if you want to hear from Joe Biden, you just got to go over to TikTok, I guess. That's right. Just head on over to TikTok, and that way you can. It's kind of hip, right? Yeah, that's an old timey term, I know, but it's kind of hip. It's kind of cool for Joe Biden to be on TikTok, I guess. So there you go. Folks, we can't make this stuff up. We just can't. And why would we? I mean, this material is so good that, you know, you can't come up with this stuff. You know, because you know why? Because it would sound too unbelievable. That's why. But Joe Biden, as the federal government and Congress has banned TikTok, right, on government devices. But the president of the United States, who's also campaigning to be president again of the United States, heads on over and gets on TikTok. And why is it banned? Because there are legitimate, grave concerns about TikTok and its callbacks to China, similar, right, to the Temu commercials that we saw during the Super Bowl, right? The Temu commercials, and that ties back. And Denise Simon, was telling us about this on yesterday's program, and I think we have a story about that this morning as well. So we're going to ask her about it again, and we'll get some more information. But isn't it something? By the way, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. We are just moving through hour number one here on the show, and no matter how you're picking us up, we're glad that you're there. You might be listening on the GCN network across their network of stations. They distribute our program, of course, to our great AM and FM radio affiliates out there. You might be listening on the GCN live streams. You might be hearing us on AM 860 The Answer, our home station, of course, or on AM 930 there in Sarasota, Florida. And I'll tell you what, folks, however you're hearing the program, we're really, really just very pleased that you're there because we're having a lot of fun. We're talking about a lot of great stuff. And I'm telling you, each day is like an adventure because we know that we're going to be able to start sort of sorting it out as best we can every morning starting at 2 a.m. Eastern Time and all the way till 6 a.m. Eastern Time. And it really is a lot of fun. But I'll tell you this, though. The whole thing about TikTok is also incredibly concerning. But the White House press briefing room, or the reporters, I should say, in the White House press briefing room also was asking Karine Jean-Pierre, why isn't he taking questions? Bad question. Bad question altogether, right? So let's hear what Karine Jean-Pierre, how she reacted to that. It's not good. Let's listen in.
All right. Go ahead, Zeke.
It's great to turn another round on that TikTok question. Are you aware of any communication between the Biden campaign and anyone who works in the White House about the president joining TikTok?
Look, I can't speak to any conversations on specifically on TikTok. We got to be really careful. The campaign, 2024. Hold on. So we're not going to comment on any specifics. And so certainly we would defer to the campaign on any strategy. The CFIUS process is separate and not going to get ahead of what we're going to say here. And I would say that the administration is on record for supporting the Restrict Act, as you all know, something that came up last year, and it's a bipartisan bill, and it is indeed tailored and risk-based approach so we can protect Americans' freedom of speech, and that's what matters. As you know, there are folks here who are commissioned officers who certain people are allowed to have conversations with the campaign, but I can't speak to specific conversation.
Okay, so she can't speak to that. I think that's the takeaway.
Particular issue.
Can't speak to
that. CFIUS review. We want to be really mindful of not getting ahead of that.
Don't want to get out of the campaign.
So that is something that they would have to speak to. And the reason why it is
we stop right there. We go stop right there. You know, that's like the lots and lots and lots of explanation, right? This is on and on and on. And because, again, it's such a bad look, isn't it? And, of course, what's the reason they're getting on TikTok? Because they believe that they can reach younger people. That is, I think, the reason. And it's a campaign reason, that's sure. I mean, it all makes sense, doesn't it? But, of course, the big problem is that they're happy to get on TikTok to try to reach the young people, I think, in total controversy of the stated policy and the very legitimate concerns that the United States government has about TikTok. So they just painted themselves into a corner here, and there's no good way to get out of it. It's not something that they can just simply say, well, I just go talk to the campaign, we got to have this other review that's taking place and all that, and maybe there's a couple people here that might talk to the campaign, but I don't know, blah, 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 blah. It just goes on and on and on. And she's exasperated to begin with. And I think this question came right after John Kirby had taken a question about TikTok. So let's run that right back to the front there, and let's hear her coming back up to the microphone. This is not a fun day. It's no longer fun at the White House press briefing room. That used to be, I don't know, for a Democrat president, it would be a cushy job in the grand sense because, you know, you're going to go out, you're going to say some stuff, and a bunch of people are going to write it down or record it, and then they're going to talk about it, they're going to send it out on the news. But it's getting progressively harder and harder and harder to do that because the press briefing room reporters are now starting to say to themselves, wait a minute. Something's afoot here. I mean, they may just, you know, they are quoting Sherlock Holmes. Something is afoot. But let's listen in again, just for the 5 seconds here. Here comes Karine Jean-Pierre back to the microphones. And she doesn't want to do that. I mean, this is obvious. Let's listen in.
All right. Okay, Zeke.
It's great.
There you go. So that's what I'm talking about. That's what I said. Yeah, okay, whatever. All right, back to the grindstone. You know, and I shouldn't be laughing like I am, but I'm telling you, it's just so obvious now. I don't know. This feels like everything's changed. Don't you feel like everything is just absolutely changed since this report came out? And by the way, Kamala Harris and her quote, this is just wrong on the facts. It's politically motivated and it's gratuitous. Well, now you could say that if Biden never acted like that, if it wasn't an ongoing problem every single day that is demonstrably getting worse in a week that, you know, he makes all of these gaffes and all these mistakes. You know, Mexico is next to Gaza or something, and it goes on and on, and then you get this report, and people say it's politically motivated, it's ridiculous. But no, they've been watching this, they've been actually seeing this happen. And so you can't go down that road that it's politically motivated, because it seems to line up exactly with what we see on a daily basis. It's really sad, isn't it? It really is sad, and I'm here to tell you, I it's not about the president being a Democrat. It's about this particular person who's obviously exhibiting these symptoms and these signs of some kind of condition, because I'm sure Karine Jean-Pierre would love to point out that I'm not a medical doctor, so, and I'm not really trying to be flip about it, but it's just, you know, we can all see with our own eyes. If this was your grandfather, you would know that something is really, really wrong. In fact, the RNC has put together, a little bit of this, but it goes on for like 5 minutes. I'm serious. And they've got this sort of montage of Bidenisms, and they actually kind of go back a little bit, too. So it's not just last week. Let's listen in just briefly here. I think we have that.
Anyway, and I don't want to. Well, maybe choose my words. I was just thinking. Anyway, I just look. I mean. It was in January, after being elected, early February. He said,
Okay, so that's a little bit of what they put out there in that montage. They put a music bed behind it, and you know, folks, it is really sad. It's incredibly sad. And now the country is now realizing this, I think, and we're going to see. I believe some kind of movement on this. But folks, I'll tell you what, when we come back, we've got a lot more to talk about. Kyle Warren with you as we head through this Tuesday edition of the program. We're coming right back. We've got a great song to play, by the way, too. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through and rocketing through this Tuesday edition of the broadcast. We have a lot more to go, so fasten your seatbelts and get some snacks, get something, because we're going to keep going all through the overnight hours, of course. And we're glad that you're joining us. And we're going to be taking a look at the national weather here in just a moment. We've also got a great song lined up this hour, but we also have a caller who called in right there as we started going out to break. And we always like to bring callers on the air when we do have that opportunity. So let's go ahead and head over to the telephone caller this morning. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is Connie Thompson. I'm calling from Tampa.
Hey, Connie. Thank you for calling the show.
Yeah, I got you a good song for Joe Biden. His name is not the years that's getting him down. It's the mileage, because Donald Trump has happy mileage on his.
Yep. And I agree. When you compare the two people, they're very, very different, aren't they?
Yes, they are. So it's not the years on Joe. It's the mileage that's tearing him down and tearing his mind down.
I agree. I totally agree. It's because it's not just that age isn't the only factor here. A lot of people age, they do age differently, but it looks like Joe Biden has something very different that's happening to him. Exactly right.
And Donald Trump has got the happy life, so he'll live to be 120.
he might just do that. He would be the one person to do that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm 89, so I'm getting close up there, so I'm hoping he catches up with me.
That is so cool. 89 years young. That is great. I appreciate that.
The Magi from Christmas brought me a red carpet, and it stretches from California to Tampa. And they say to tell you anytime you're ready, that red carpet is all the way from California to Tampa.
Hey, Connie, I will keep that in mind. I appreciate that so very much. I really do. That's very cool.
It's wonderful to listen to you and to the whole team. They're wonderful. God bless.
Well, thank you, Connie. God bless you, and I'm going to pass that on to them. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, take care. All right, well, we got Connie in Tampa, everybody. That was a wonderful call. I appreciate that call so very much. That just puts a smile on my face this morning. And so thank you once again, Connie. That really does absolutely make my day. And I'll tell you what, folks, let's head into our first song here for hour number one. And I think this is a great song coming on the heels of a call like that because we're feeling good. I think this song makes us feel good as well. This is Ghost Wins Away. Wayback Machine, by the way, it's rock and roll music as covered by none other than the Beatles.
She sent me some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. Gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. I got no kick against modern jazz.
Music. The Beatles, everybody. I got to tell you, that's such a great cover of that song and such a great rendition. And John Lennon, just absolute, you know, full speed ahead, rock and roll vocal there. And John Lennon, he just loved that doing. I think even just doing that song, he loved it. But at any rate, folks, it's a great, great recording. And it's kind of interesting, right before we had to fade down there, it's like the piano kind of disappears for a moment, but it kind of comes back. It's kind of interesting. But what a great song. And again, thank you so much, Connie, for that telephone call. Absolutely, I think that's made my week at this point. And so I can't get over that. So thank you again so much. It really means the world to me. You know, folks, we'll take a quick look here at our weather, that's happening across the country here. Let's take a look because This is one of the reasons we do this. We play the song, keep you going in the morning, whatever you're doing in the overnight hours. Right now we got winter storm warnings coming in into the Northeast. All the way, let's see, it's going to be, I believe, all the way at least from Boston on down the coastline there through Connecticut, down into New York City, of course, and then over into most of central Pennsylvania this morning, down through Maryland, and then also through most of West Virginia, down through the western part of Virginia, all of North Carolina, all of Southern Carolina. Well, Southern Carolina turns also into a wind advisory there. That's also going to be across northern Georgia, so we have that happening. Then we've got winter weather advisories, looks like mostly in eastern and southern Kentucky this morning, so be aware of that. Then we've got a winter storm watch up near for our friends in Portland. We've also got a dense fog advisory happening right now just south of Portland coming down Interstate 5. So it looks like if you're heading down from Portland down through Eugene, Oregon, you've got some fog there going on. Winter weather advisory in the Klamath Falls area dipping down into parts of northern California there. Then also for our friends up in Montana this morning, from about central Montana westward through Great Falls, Helena, Missoula, and on to the border there with Idaho, where it's going to spill over, of course, into northern Idaho and over into eastern Washington near Spokane. We've got a winter weather advisory, but in the Spokane area, it turns into a dense fog advisory as well. So be aware of that. Be careful of that. We are seeing a lot of precipitation on the radar right now, and just as I was talking about before, up now this is actually right now on the radar. It's south of the border of Massachusetts, kind of skirting the border there with Connecticut, down through Rhode Island, New York City, again into central Pennsylvania, Washington, D.C., West Virginia. Most of Virginia right now is getting rain. And you've also got rain mixed with snow in eastern and southern Kentucky. And this is going to head on down also into Tennessee. So if you're in the Knoxville area and just southeast of there over towards Johnson City, you've got all kinds of rain mixed with snow and rain in and of itself there right now. Right now we're looking at snow, of course, up also, as I was just mentioning, in Montana. Snow north of Great Falls right now, heading over to our friends in Missoula, Montana this morning. So if you happen to be near Missoula, you might have some snow. I'll just let you know that. But other than that, we're looking pretty clear so far on the precipitation, at least as far as the radar is concerned. So that's good. But we're gonna continue to monitor it. We're going to see if anything changes as we head into next hour. And, of course, this time next hour, we'll have another great song because we have another great one lined up, by the way. And then we're also, of course, going to take a look at any changes in the weather. But, folks, we're going to get ready here to climb up to the top of the hour, and we'll hear the top of the hour news, and we'll get updated on everything. When we come back, we've got a lot of great audio clips, of course, to share with you. And we're also going to take some other looks at some of the other news stories that are happening. We've got a couple of great polls to tell you about. We've also got, this is quite interesting, too, Jeff Bezos, right? He's actually making a change for tax reasons, and going to save upwards of $600 million. That's a pretty good savings. There's just no doubt about that. So we'll tell you about that. We're also going to hear more about what's happening with this Fannie Willis testimony. A judge is going to hear testimony in that about these relationship allegations. Folks, it is chock full this morning. So stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. Hour number one, my friends. And this has gone by super fast. For the time that I get to say hour number one is in the books.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.